Welcome to the So-and-So series, readings by early career poets.
All right, so thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Hey, Chad. I'm going to take a picture of you first before I start talking. You can, like, turn off cell phone. Oh, that didn't work at all. Son of a bitch. Why didn't that work?
Your hands are shaking.
I'm nervous. I just got Kate going down on my way. Pretty awesome. Can I get the stairs too? Yes, I can.
Totally.
Nice. Oh, no, I'm cutting off Derek here. There we go. Totally got locked in there.
Just locked.
Yeah, that was it.
It was the iPods up here.
It was totally zoomed in, too. All right. Sorry. So, yeah, thanks again for coming. Where's Kat? Not Kate, Kat. So Kat did all the broadsides. So check them out. You can give her a hand. They're up there, so purchase them. There's also a ton of stuff to purchase, chat books, lots of things. I'll ask the authors to mention all of their wares up there because I'll forget them. So please point out if you brought stuff to purchase. Trying to think. Beer, wine, snacks. There's a restroom right behind Walter there, behind all the letters, that letter cabinet thing. I don't know if I have any other major announcements. Do I usually say other things? I don't think so. Are authors okay with going in alphabetical order? Is anybody, which I learned how to do alphabetical order, because there's C-A-R-R nothing, and then C-A-R-R-I, I figured out how to do that. So that was, you know, that was worth coming out this evening just for that. So excellent. I think that's it. Let's get started. Our first reader will be Michael Carr. He is the author of Softer White. Is that here today with us? So purchase Softer White. Published earlier this year by House Press, and Platinum Blonde, a chapbook of poems and collages by Fewer and Further Press. And that was in 2006. He has edited a manuscript journal of John Wiener's called A Book of Prophecies, and the publisher is here, Derek, which was published this summer by Bootstrap Productions. With Dorothy Alasky, he co-edits Catalanche Press, co-curates the Plow and Stars reading series with John Mulrooney, also here, and lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Michael Carr.
Hi, thank you. I'm going to read some newer stuff and then some poems from Softer White. Copies of this and also of the John Wiener's book on the table up there. I'm going to start with the poem that's on the broadside. It's called Old Star Definition. The escape meant nothing had changed, something part of me doesn't even grasp, like an orphan. The exact illusion the fuel and accessories became. And that's the stuff that's going on. Now I know who you reminded me of. And you're doing it all yourself, hammer-like, in clarity. And for what afterwards? To teach me a lesson? Sticking around for a while and waiting in a crowd, filling in, we're enjoying being hit. Chicago Prohibition Fiat. Anime subcultures are waiting for the defense of an unadulterated history behind a curtain of inattention. Status symbols fatigue me more than great teeth. I forbid you absolutely. Both of us were terrifying, Their work, their images and toil were not incomplete safety features that they will never fully enjoy like a good prime minister. The last night of city light. All of the indifference and pity to open on a Sunday holiday makes us forgetful, reverberating above the heads. Poorly industrious twin, you're mistaking scaring with shaking. After the help desk, I know that game. I don't mind the travel, it creates an indifferent position. Should I have known that it would seem like a dream now, desire, contempt, etc., that I'm more corrupt than after you met me, one would assume. And so the really creepy thing, so here it is, where we're going. And so I won't stare in the causeway, like how maybe you did at the private parking. Irma Vep, which is vampire mixed up, and it has to do with an old French movie, but Irma Vep. The marker is waiting, beacons exposed from the open window, dispatched, dismantled, gates locked. I wouldn't have a ready apology, and what if that's the issue? Exposed to street, on the balconies, partitions, they open themselves, but with goodwill. And that's the awful truth, no wonder. Baby face, Tylenol, misbegotten. You go on the buses and will be called upon to help a friend in trouble. And when I'm doing it, somehow it's in your place. Death Wish 2. Under imitation dwellings, one part of the continent is past a better tomorrow, and more are represented. It won't go back. That's your gift. You get a reaction. And when someone tries to provoke you, I was nothing. But it seems to have worked, for example, and brought to the West. In the grip of an equal. You will realize at some fitting time we are both animals and machinists, like one green iris and one blue. And you understand they won't trouble to introduce anyone on either side. If it failed, it was better than giving them up. Though this is not my district to leave, the impulse too was as fragile as that nervous manner. I thought I was living a normal life, only baited the entire time. You will not speak into the transponder, left over like an apparition, bearing some natural if conflicting views a number of years were recurring. These are poems from Softer White. Swedish love poems to a caged Belgian hare. Viceroy patrols of service song neighbors had blown it. Patrols of softer white bleached, but that's not the worst part. There's a personal matter between the two of us, and then what's a boy to do? Umbilical one day, to have the complete receding bleach makes it invincible. Uncanny is a forehead tattoo or accomplishment. 3050. The walls do not escort or cast shadows on merit, in their true condition admitting how they all kind of deserved it, a safety shield remote from anything like a handicap. Since these confidential agents were seeing themselves censored, but raised in public tribute, it saved them from faltering, should the need for more flattery sharpen my temperament. Add on to the jumpsuit, add on the surrogate, slowly recognized backwards with whatever's left over. That is the persistent state of the professional jewel thief. As implicit with paid on both sides, the ones I know aren't acquitted. Goodbye, goodbye, Post Office Square. Whatever floor is calling, the door sticks, and it makes change through wearying tactics. Up in tough coastal districts, building positions dictate extinction, down on their agricultural luck, and get replaced by incidents of an anonymous horse. Fresh relics appear in repeat silver color. Old snow, old paint, respect hinged on old school property, the appointment date completely fucked, resuming harder than most, and it continues its disruptions on a far cheaper external schedule. Because my father died a nun that shouldn't have been so vulnerable, I became morally saddened at our meeting. The sights amount to a small litmus, one-time offices damaged into strikeouts. Never itself reducing the winners, the seat of confidence was hidden on the mailbag, but my memory vanished when it improved by exposure, and therefore can't be threatened. Sprinting from the subway to the pharmacy, with road access confined to a vehicle, and solace ends the returning wait. Landscape Ode. Don't look at the other passengers, for now strung on an international scale. Don't seek any fuselage in the nighttime alone because you are apologizing, unmistakable as a confession. You shouldn't try to test what is a matter of indifference. Words to that effect, when there's been no statement made. Both cities are quiet as arrivals start to descend. The atmosphere will begin to pick up, and we'll see what it means into another season, boiling like a rat, where they supposed its efforts were anointed. There's not enough savvy for official party films. They'll hold out until it's a priority. Willingly taught in a heat wave to turn out rhinestone, determined by newly spun neighborings. None will feel complicit retiring on the cold plain. Try landfill, try petty savings as a side benefit, indicating the larger camp, careful to leave them scoreless under housing. Smear like a Camaro. Come back from the storm. Be more inflammable, told as a godson might. There's no holdup or neglect, a lot of stark substance in the rainforest. You understand what rope is, something abnormal at a tampered evidence party. Having overshot at the self-made milieu, I'm going there. I brought it there from a water supply inside the same influential past. Out of work and not to know it, and reluctance stole my chances in that exact order. It's all very funny now. You've ended your colic, getting enough bad moods. There's no time to wipe the money. Sorry, it's a lovely exhibition. I wrote the quiet Asian female after my respect had crystallized. Finally getting along, I lived in a hotel for 2 years. One was a groundless expense. I miss his half-sister. I saw her the other day. Wrap your dreams in troubles. Can you keep honest until showing off to a stranger from nowhere like all the others? But it wasn't really an accident. I know, telepathically, that's how it's done. Merry Christmas. How about a little proof? Or was that the wrong test? And this is the last I'll read. It's called Without Cover. At break of day, you can see the star on my pants. Russia hasn't stopped tuning in. Out of fashion, and you wonder why not. In the second installment, I'll be the real you, getting hired for the Phantom with the anticipation it's too young adult. You are not a forgotten man, at the sight of whom I will rest for this vacancy. In hotel bars, diners, airport lounges, enjoying iced drinks, elementary psychology, and name-dropping. As excuses go, that's a good one, but I wish we could have met. Reading Fortune at a lobby magazine stand. This isn't like dealing with a normal person, but I can try you. Oh, you beautiful marauders. The idiot is sick. Delicately submerged in an itinerary of blindfold tests. And he thinks he's out, though you don't know. You might still be here, inside this building. You're framed, and it's in the script. And I still love you, I guess, and you're drunk. Traffic is complicated, and this would be another 10 days royal wedding. You knew Italian in the 70s, and it can still be sensitive. Not your anticipation and regret. The transportation will take back saying goodbye and... Do you want to try and stop the delivery? We're here 5 or more minutes, and your kimono is squelched. After too many altruisms, I'm only fatal. Bringing the cloister back to you in at least 2 ways. After what we've been through, don't tell me the truer one. Thanks a lot.
Another hand for Michael Carr. Our next reader is C.S. Carrier, who was born in Dayton, Ohio, and grew up in Waynesville, North Carolina. He holds degrees from Western Carolina University, go Catamounts, and the University of Massachusetts Amherst. His work has appeared in many journals, including 6x6, American Letters and Commentary, Coconut, Lit, Pleiades, Verse, and Word for Word. He's the author of The Sixteens from Catalanche Press, 2007, Lyric, Horseless Press, 2007, and After Dayton, Four Way Books, forthcoming, 2008. He teaches at the University of Hartford in West Hartford, Connecticut. C.S. Carrier.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. I like this one very much. I will do my best to project. If I don't, you can throw something at me. Soft, something soft, like a chip or something, and I will try to speak up. I'm going to read several things. I'm going to start with the poem that's on the broadside, which is quite beautiful, by the way. Thanks, Kat. It looks lovely. And then I'm going to read some poems from Lyric, and then the first few poems of the 16s, and then a couple things that aren't collected anywhere, and then I'll finish with a poem that's in After Dayton, which will come someday. Okay. When I wake, the sun scrapes its head on the sky. Salmonella blossoms on the drain boards of butchers. A girl rises from the ocean, then vaporizes. Rocks are forgotten. Lovers cut themselves on mantles. Mangoes ripen. Cardinals get throaty. Ferris wheels go to sleep. Interest compounds in invisible buckets. Lungs wrestle the blue bruises of tuberculosis. Mark Twain floats on the river. A trellis hums with hummingbirds, and a ladder punctures the roof. I guess I want to say thanks for coming out. Thanks to Chris for letting me come, and Lori and Michael. It's a pleasure to read with you guys. Azalea. An azalea maneuvers beside the porch. I sit on a rock wall below the azalea and its eye-bent petals. I burn between my azaleas. Backpedaling, the azalea surrenders its arms. My hair's the most beautiful azalea. I don't speak until spoken to, until an azalea's strapped to my back. Where I coalesce, I butcher the Spanish azaleas of tongues. I take pictures of barns and rock formations along the azalea. The azalea up the block sells cheap whiskey, perfume. Candles hold azaleas in their lyric improvisations. Call me Azalea. I'm Azalea on both sides, dog, inheriting a southern cross. Nothing exists I can't azalea with a glass of water. Should there be a 3-month grace azalea for sex? The azalea blushes, wipes its face, which stings the sidewalk. I blow smoke at the azalea and write letters to imaginary lovers, azaleas. The azalea comes unfluorinated. In its small white church are the snarls of red timber wolves. Sheep. In the desert, sheep from all directions, from nylon curtains sewn with eyes, sheep, elongated, perennial, bereft of things to be bereft of. Sheep, because shepherds train dogs to make up for stolen shepherd hooks. Sheep the sky gets used to, mountains that exonerate distance from. Sheep earlobes grind each other, sheep tuning forks being struck, stuck in the ground's sheep, wind-scattered, to sovereign beds beside sheep that stand up, lie down, bless, the sun, the canopy, no one watches. Sheep these, the strangled sheep, abandoned, lifeless snow, sheep hitching to the horizon, the bonfires sheep, whose jovial ways sheep everything that shouldn't be remembered, like paper, boxes folded, then shoved inside dried figs. Sheep bleat gingerly the sunrise, methodically the night, Jupiter, Cassiopeia, the famous cadavers, sheep with, sheep without crystal headgear, sheep that delve nonplussed into terrifying shadows, the sheep's eyes, production of concubines, sheep that piss marble sheep, sheep setting fire to cream, insurgency that's underside down, in the after-dinner sheep, code, helical protein, the dead sheep, blades orbiting whetstones, raped and enveloped, sheep folds with armored hulls, hinged sheep, cataloged, willing sheep, undervotives, sheep, purified water run through the nostrils. Marry me, Britney Spears, calendar gloss in a Hagerstown Exxon, plastic doll with comb and microphone, oh Pepsi poster, screensaver, browser bookmark. When I'd see you on MTV, I'd shush the room, I'd sing ooh la la. People'd laugh because they didn't understand. Marry me, schoolgirl uniform, white blouse, plaid miniskirt, knee-high socks. Oh glitter eyeshadow, hip-hugger stretch pants, your midriff's an island, your diamond-studded belly button a city I want to get lost in. Marry me, nautilus arms, siren neck. Marry me for the tent I had in the backyard, where I spun the bottle with pre-satin breasts and fell on the birthplace of thighs, where kissing with tongues meant in love. Marry me, tanning bed skin, tender clavicle. Marry me in checkout aisles, on Rolling Stone and Teen Beat, wearing the white dress and pearl droplets you wore for glamour. Marry me for my skin's becoming a trinket, my fingers twigs. Oh, rhododendron flesh, fox blaze on balsam cliff sides. Know that I'm far from home, dreaming of the lighthouse on Cullowhee Mountain, you, its cone sweep of light. Marry me, snow cover melting, kudzu that swallows mountains. Last girl I kissed was a girlfriend who wasn't mine. It was at a party behind the house. I used my tongue and kicked over a bowl of grapes. She had your eyes and sang, hit me, baby. Marry me for my tongue or its disappearance, its never having. Oh, angle of deflection, figure accessorized with bleached skull necklaces, marry me in Greece. Marry me before night bleeds death. I want to carry you across a threshold, be burned or rescued by lace, your corset and princess sleeves. Oh, Corinthian pillar, barefoot, locked in a cage with a tiger, marry me. Marry me as an albino python twists your shoulders, as you destroy me with an encore. Apparently she bombed at the last VMAs. I didn't see it. That poem came long before that, but history, right? Azalea. An azalea brushes chimneys, hovers above the common. I don't listen to the azalea or its baubles. White, foot-shaped, the azalea denominated, easily choreographed. Some of my azaleas are good, some not. The azalea should be ripped by magnets. I sweat in the body of an azalea. The azalea's in the backyard praying for paint, pregnancy. I'm the sexiest azalea in here, yo. To make rent, I borrow azaleas and sell VCRs in a blue smock under a blue siren. My azalea, my good luck, get me nowhere in the supermarket. The azalea bloated with sunflower seeds can't be televised. I set fire to silk pajamas, azaleas with maps. All around are the azaleas of Learjets, the azaleas of hairspray, cigar azaleas. The most basic azaleas to descent. I stick a neck in my azalea for light. I azalea to witness the peacock, its feathers. In the Victorian next door, knee-deep in empty jars, a Madonna waits for the magpies to descend. Am I still projecting? I'm not making eye contact with you because that's way too much right now. Oh, well, maybe I'll try. Oh, yes, hey. Crowbar. In the river, I trip on a crowbar. I lean on a tire and lift the crowbar onto a narrow truck bed. The crowbar, swaddled with sponges and black rocks, I name it Aurorialis. The crowbar sheds its mask. The crowbar smirks, the smirk of those who fell from cliffs. Relativistically and covenantly, the crowbar invents the orange amusements. People touch the crowbar to their feet because the crowbar knows the mailboxes of Nickelodeons. Beside wrought iron fences is where the crowbar wants to spend its nights. The crowbar wants to lick my peppermint window box. The crowbar would rather be a mutual fund, saxophone, vitreous humor. The crowbar makes the sun prideful, uses silence to dream with. The crowbar says I should be genetically fused to the lilac blossoms. The crowbar says to sprout roots from the liver so birds will nest and not fear the sky as it drops. I fall in love with the crowbar the way the crowbar loves to fall in me. The language of death enjams the crowbar. I carry the crowbar up a hill that overlooks paper mills. The crowbar in my hands, a seam of coal, a super collider. I put my ear to the music the crowbar improvises and hear amniotic fluid. I know the crowbar is only a crowbar. And these next three poems come from the 16s. They don't have individual titles. It's all one sort of long poem with basically prose things. Each prose block, well, the book has 16 pages. Each block has 16 sentences. There's some crazy structural thing here that I can't even tell you about. So I'm just going to read these three. The 16s. I lie down. I'm siphoned by nitrates through populated places. A tree indents my hips. The tree hums. The tree seeds the ocean. I wander from the shade. My father designs golf courses. My mom decorates the living room chenille. Both pinch me. You should be galloping across the plains, they say. I have chest hair. It grows in blonde tufts. I have a pen, a silver hypotenuse. It tries to redefine gravity and break torches and say something about ceremonial deism. The Bible's raised from the earth, and so too the Quran, the Torah, the Vedas, and the like. Dirt clings to my mouth. Night with downpour. Best time to remember the dead. I scoff at addresses and moisturizing hands with aloe. Someday I'll materialize on a doorstep, unannounced, to wash clothes with rocks. I'll have a style and a cell phone, and I'll outlive marigolds. But for now, just displacing bathwater's plenty. Steel platforms mourning. Streets smell of stairwells crushed and are loved for it. I'm looking for a stencil. Fuel stores and concrete divides radiate accidents that make me cry. A bubble on my neck swells to the size of an elephant. An elephant pushes through the skin, donning red cloaks and gold tassels and symbols hand-hammered. On the elephant's back, wind-chimed with silverware, orchestrated with sunflowers, a greenhouse reinforces my jawline. What's a house? The perfect vacation sits on rocks, counting umbrellas in Puerto Rico. The desk laughs. Who gives the desk authority? Why can't it prevent bunker busters? I appear before the magistrate. I touch the walls and the insides of my clothes. Sand turns to glass, glass which will debilitate and make my hair a conduit. My feet crack the ground deep into night's tendons. I clang through steam billows. I breathe countless megahertzes. The earth's crust ripples slightly. The sun aches and drips on my forehead. I regret not loving hypertext more. My father's a checkbook, a flagpole. My mom's a salve, a primeval drum. Neither want me to fall. Neither can admit their metabolism doesn't work like before. Mud's dangerous, they say. It has leeches locked inside it and grasses and air-filled concavities. I walk past drainage ditches littered with sweaters. The larynxes there wait for me to scoop them and pry them open. They wait for me to slurp their insides through a straw. People fight hard for me, but then slip me under tarps. In the countryside, husks and barrels overtake the jute industry. Birds climb trees for food, only to lose footing. I bite my lip. My lip splits and nourishes the land. Blood banishes nightmares and architects and triangles that stand for highest peaks. I die, I sweat, and a jacket enters me explosively. I do what I can to breathe, to litmus the terrific instrumentation. I have like three more. How am I doing? I don't know how I'm doing on time. I timed this at home and it was like 14 minutes, but I didn't time the talking I might do in between. I haven't done very much talking in between, but three more. Transmission. Transmission. submission. Europe's becoming the arena to define Islam and Dutch filmmakers, murders traumatized, what society's seen as a dozen religiously voted slit notes in hurt taxi drivers. It's too bad Muslims, their sidewalks turned to teddy bears, invaded, triggered in the ill submission. Those men of fists on cheeks, the square opens narration. Parliament threats against surfing, takes only moments to capture video, civilization spiritual, girder. We enter ourselves, large network, neighborhood satellite, city of sports matches, Moroccan shock, the coroner victim, begins souring the underpass, generous language courses, the influx multiport Rotterdam, inner city gentrification, alienating origins. One thing you can be sure is that none will take away the mothers. Headscarves break familial ties with an easy way from the world. Arabic worries are bound more and more, worsening for now, however, a colorful fish, markets among olive blazes, pours from speakers into the street. I have to thank NPR for that. This one's called the Numbers of Dead. In Iraq, the dead numbers that number into the night, full of dead, the dead and their numbers, waiting in Iraq for more numbers, with arms open, full of the night of the dead, the numbers of dead with their Iraq, flaring up into the numbers of the not dead, the moon-stricken, filled with waiting for the end of numbers, the study of them, the numbers of dead, waiting with flares for my brother and the brothers of other numbers, some thinking the word dead, and in other ways saying the word dead, in numbers other than the simplest numbers that climb the moon, the night and its numerology, the impenetrable Iraq of numbers, full of arms swung free, flaring and numbering things, the numbers of Iraq and the dead there, and all the dead there in Iraq, in the night, the Iraqi numbers that make other numbers swell with flares and banners and lines of numbered names, brothers who resist brothers, who fling deaths headlong towards others' arms and their numbers, numbers that make other numbers plummet into the full dead night, the moon of time and saying, with stricken verbs, that the Iraq of dead numbers, a deadening further of the numbers, the imperial legion of brothers, who make the end of arms dreamlike, who can make the end of arms real and numeric, in Iraq, dead in the nightly numbers of realism, numerous and headlong, further unto the flared boxes and flags tied a certain way, like the dead numbered brothers of Iraqis in their numbers, brothers unfolding lines of moonness, waiting for the dead dead and the dead not dead to be free. I always try to read it slowly and it never works out. And then I was thinking of my brother as a Marine and did a tour, and I had a cousin who did a tour at the same time, and I was thinking about those things. This is the last poem. It's called Sometimes. I spontaneously combust, something shiny left over. My hair is concrete like my father's. There are rivers and the dead in them, submerged as riverbeds, my blood. My mother adores me. People lie when they want me to feel better. Do I ever feel better? I have testicles, white humerus mountains, gleaming rhododendron mountains. I walk through a city, girls everywhere. On weekends, I'm usually drinking tea. I know how to read. My days are stones, my words more simply than ravens dying under them. I believe in bonfires, bones. They never subside. How do others engineer solar flares? I'll never get a proper burial. No one will eat my flesh. It'll haunt me. The sky hurts. The ground's here, in wakefulness, bitter rouge, far from the sawdust of the moon. Thanks.
Another hand for Chris. Our last reader will be Lori Schein. Her chapbook, Coming Down in White, was recently published by Pilot Books, and that's up there, I believe. Her poems have appeared, or shortly will, in 6x6, APR, Boston Review, Conduit, Hangman, New American Writing, and other magazines. And in the analogy, in the anthology. That'd be cool if I could make up an analogy for it. Her book is too. And in the anthology, Isn't It Romantic? 100 Love Poems by Younger American Poets. She is managing editor of Wave Books and lives in East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lori Shine.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Chris and Chris, for making me be here. And Kat, thank you for the beautiful broadside. I can't wait to take it home and show everybody. This poem is called Having Sex in New York City. Having sex in New York City, a diamond morning while women everywhere are discovering the power of submission, a canned canard. It's been 5 years since I had sex in New York City and never in a hotel, fanciful and just washed into green copper streaks and walking divides into before and afterward. There is coffee plus unexpected sun and greedy squirrels like me soaking it up with my greed-streaked hand on its cup, then pinned like I like, saying, do less, feel more, saying, knock, knock, your old mattress and its duct-taped bones, the avenues open and confused where they come together, though there are signs for leaving, alone just now, a packet, insomnia, fickle wooden blinds, late wet aloneness, the street was specific, you were more so, stepping outside, where I knew you in a specific way, having sex like in the Bible, but in New York City there are more books stacked. Studio apartment having a name, like 2L or 3L, and other people having sex, and what you left for me to find, a green and quivering, a Waterloo, a Fabergé egg, the name of the book, treasure, like the moons of your fingernails, treasure, and soft skin weighted daily under your clothes to get back to New York City and smear itself on me, like a strategy for please having specific in situ readiness, but no plan wandering across your life into the room, a bodily boyfulness still unread, and I submit there be a motion taking more time to cut into the sky a hexagonal loop for seeing into now and not that other time, and not delirium, and I am laying out my concerns and laying down my concerns like strips of bacon, like socks, and yes, and forthcoming heretofore, and notwithstanding, we are standing in love's corner, nameless corner, a rope-a-dope. I am here in the city of you are here, city of New York. I run out of breath on that one too, Chris. We gotta start writing breathless poems.
That was good.
Thanks. Hey, I wanna read that poem Money that's on the broadside. If I can find it.
I think we have a couple copies.
Sold out. Money. Money can never be made to work too hard. It's delicate, and if affronted, might unthinkably turn its back on you entire. How strange to look at Marx, Madonna, and Child, moon goggle eyes and fetishizable stomach, so like the face I saw once in the moon, and now can't look without seeing. Erase these things so the painting can find you. Around the corner in boozy breeze, $100 turns to ash. Chartreuse is repelling down the willow, air all unbuttoned, serial belief sows itself. And Kay says the thing is to make a foreign country for yourself in your work. What? that reeks of a James Schuyler phase. Of course, he's not a phase, right? He's like my favorite poet, so he doesn't get to be a phase. Betsy Wheeler put out this really pretty chapbook called Coming Down in White, which you can buy. This is my broken reading copy of it. I wanted to read a little bit of it to you. You know, by way of like a tease so that maybe you'll buy it. Your name in white recalls a gorgeous burning paper, frozen peas laid over a fresh goose egg, with you in recovery sucking down the Price is Right like some anesthetic slurpee, snow when it's over, and out the dark window, snow. Notes stuffed into the chain link fence by the school, tucked forever in their lost emergencies. dissipation as freight, freight as longing, bending the pines, palms out, offerings set to drift in the yard. The dog's chain makes an angel in the snow. Start again from harmony, white curtains, perfect O hole in the screen door. I don't remember what happened. My love became so protective, is that what happened? See the constellation. You made many nameless ones, redrawing the sky. No, that's Orion's sword, I said. Or it looks like you said, he's happy to see me. Between hair color commercials, I have been watching the war. Say one thing many times, it is the thing they know. I have this clutching mechanism. I said, is that what happened? You said, tell me you love me. You said, Lore, we're out here on the porch. Red bud, hand in a sleeve, where was wordlessness coming to? Coming up full of snow. Hand, crocus, I wanted to be a thing, misunderstandable, complete. Trouble, treble, I was asleep under three hopes. On pain of whiteness, trafficking in bewilderness. What good pressing, music, din, folded sex, strawberry, your runner, blood makes a net, makes a latch, crooner, crooner. Oh, I read the end. I should have just read the beginning. Now you know how it ends. I'm just kidding about all that. Right. Okay. I haven't read this poem before, so I was looking forward to reading it to you guys. It's called The White Light. Have you ever spent any time in Western Mass? How many of you have gone seeking out the swimming holes of Western Mass in July and August, you know, in the hill towns, little bends in the river? I have a favorite one in the Chesterfield Gorge, and this poem seemed to begin there. So, The White Light. At the bottom of the smooth creek, stones, in the stones, light, endeavor. Outside them, the wavering light of leaves. To dine on this light, we swim out to the rocks. This wasn't any kind of metaphor. We swam out to the rocks. I swam out as if to choose you from among many molecules of water. Part of this was the sweet omniscience of a choice I made a long time ago. Part of this was actual love. Part was I wanted to touch the actual rock you were on. I thought there would be some light at the bottom, some dumb white light. It was like not seeing, and I wanted to see, to resurface in the shining world, which I suddenly loved with indelicate force. Years of qualling at the bay, all to keep talking about the burden choice places so you wouldn't have to make one. Hollyhocks choking out, did you choose them? So long in the twilight, so long in the porch of might we, am I a slave? To the amazing sun at a slant on the sill, or to languages, crests, and turns, am I a slave to chemicals in my body? Some of the dead have names, Charles, Emma, father, baby. Yes, I am afraid of you, death. I am afraid of you. The hand of the air is flattening the pond. The quarry, the faces, the heavy calcium tang of the water, the bend, the river and the crash of the dumpster, the voices coming out of the black, the neighbor's orgasm floating out the window into the black, a living between space. In aftermath, wet hair, cold halo, your face lifted up into ecstasy by the goldfinch. Where is the white light? I cannot wear it in a pocket, like a hair clip, like a bracelet no one sees. And I cannot see the stripe of fog or the mountain, and I do not know. You are a muscle under coal dust, a mouth which possesses, climbing slowly as buildings. We are unburdened now of what has been taken from us, ridden by twilight, blued and dehissed, unwound and set upon, seen and unseen. I let the first part of the evening go. I will be here for the darker part, for the weakening of the flower bed out of its color, for the glimmer of tail light. Charles, Emma, father, baby, where is the white light? Qualling at the bay, I am a slave to breathing, the breath of the dead falling over the living in the green impossibility of continuing, and then continuing. I took that from you, that going on. After your many lunches, after you have consumed oil in many forms, after you broke open the liter of the soul and poured it in the ground, this terrible afterness, this terrible wanting to see you.
That's a bit fresh. I want to read just one last poem. It's kind of long. I hope it's not too long. It's called Maps and Legends. Castle, forest, waste space, forest, bridge space, castle, drawbridge, ceasefire, gangway, dream space, Bronx River, Harlem River, fresh kill, sound. The city was a real thing, and the city was a dream. A spit of bedrock shaved clean, then the glaciers parted into rivers. Imagination grew up and was the city wall. It knit the bazillion particulars into a thing called city. Lost wax cast of a song, a singer's fingerprint, a scratchy throat on a scratchy speaker, ooze al asiento para flotar, who will spray the jetway down and bleach the concrete? Who will make transparent the acts of evil men? They teach you that wave in parade school. They teach you that cresting leads to falling, ooze al asiento para flotar, track fire, sizzler, car park, flag party, houses, human litter, though you know better than your own, and where would loved ones live? Nowhere. Nowhere but in the air. Time flies and then you die. Time stops for a sec, though you haven't won. It stops to gloat. Our towers toppled, our sheets washed, our bills in loose sheaves unpaid, our bodies stacked in forgottenness. A failure to yield, to strive. America, America, God, mend thine every flaw. Does one want to do violence or to worship? And what is the difference? Civilization, I thought, a building in thin steam, a glass sidewalk still barred in air raid blackout paint. After the meal, bodies at table cross-barred by conversation. Civilization, I thought. I went outside. On the sidewalk, having nothing on me, I said, I have nothing on me, and his half-open face all heady, grazing the street for lingerie, the almost television, the never-before-seen on television, the wide, low heaviness of a gate tanging your fingers, the snow a little crushed. I come and we come to disappear together, called Fifth Avenue at night, the station of when were you in that dark tunnel, reading what page alone together, the interview rationed. Postponed, delicious in the cheek, the under-desire structure girded in flesh, and the trains passing another hill, elsewhere in your territory. Whose grass have I rolled in? Whose night have I slept in? Whose treed streets? Music drifting from the ground, up through the vermicular furnaces and vehicular swishing of evening commute, of commuted thought, blistered on its edge. A singing in the wrists, the continual stroking of the heart in its necessary chamber. To raise a hand to that terror, to pull a hand from under the sheet, to stroke your face showing out from that selfsame cover. Some of my friends are coming together, some of my friends are coming apart, viewed from above the citizenry, are practicing the redistribution of children, exchanging their eggs in the night and knitting capes. And my friend is taking in a dog someone left in a crate for too long, summering this year in a meadow he leisured and was photographed. And my friends loved a baby in a photograph and commandeered a plane to find her. And my friend rattles in her purse like a pharmaceutical closet. The injections are the worst. Oh, friend, use al asiento para flotar. And this one said the words, the dreaded words, move out, and nothing. California, sleep clinics. You were so happy to be right about me.
I wanted to interrupt your dream, for mine of the sky demanding a new name. And looking up, I saw its point. It was all pocked and peaked, zillion-colored, mooted and hung and tacked and swinging free. And the science of your choosing will not help you name the sky. You are a people-sized person, a corridor flashing the time. You are time, clutching the ticket. You are flying in the belly of a machine built by humans, having been drawn by them in detail, having unfolded the schematics in meetings, having had a dream. I wanted to name it. I shuttled between dull work ache and thin heartache. I seemed to have looked like I had something on my mind. I seemed to have collected from every city a map in which that city is central, a big red dot in space called You Are Here, the new, composed of the old worlds, made simultaneous by dining and by architecture, the light in the baths like whiskey, a mark, the wine like civilization, dark and hooded, and tranced up the stairs behind civilization, I wanted to trace it, to know where it left us, with its lakes spilled and its ridges told, with unleavened trees reddened in light. When the planes stopped, we missed the sound of them, the gyroscope of the modern world. I turned to my father on the phone. I turned to the hill, to the map of the hill. I raised a hand from under the sheet. I liked the modern world, I said. Thank you so much.
Let's have another hand for all of our readers. Let's have another hand for Kat, who not only did the broadsides, but her work is also here. I'm sure she'd like to talk about it with you. Mary Graham, and where's Bob? Up here, of Rope-A-Dope Press.
Yeah, Bob!
Please hang out, enjoy the drinks and food, purchase all the books and broadsides, and I'm sure things hang on the wall. And this is just one project that Rope-A-Dope Press does, so please ask Mary and Bob about all the other terrific projects they're doing. And thanks so much for coming.
And there's a reading of Dorothy Alasky coming
into
some other...
Yeah, Dorothy Alasky is reading at the Plow and Stars on September 23rd. Also, there are folks here from other reading series. So the Plow and Star reading series, I don't think anyone from the Demolicious reading series is here. The Union Square reading series. We've all put together a blog called bostonpoetry.blogspot.com, and it has a lot of poetry events in the area. So go to that. There's multiple readings. Also, is Janica still here? Did he have to book? Oh, yeah, right there. There's also flyers for Janica's reading series, Dirty Waters, up there, and it's several journals. So make sure you see him for a flyer about that. Thanks again.